spot in verses 8 and 9, where does David list? So he says, if I go to this place, or if I go to this place, where are the places that he lists? You're just going to have to shout them out. So where does he list to begin with? Have a look, verses 8 and 9. What's the first place? Can someone shout? Heaven! That's stretching up, isn't it? So it's saying, he's saying, if I go into heaven, if I go all the way up, as high as I could, if I could go up to space, if I could go way out into outer space. Bev and I, last week, we saw Gravity, great film to see in 3D. And they're out in space, and they're doing sort of fun things out there. If you could go out there, God would still be with you. As far as you could go up, God would be with you. Where's the next place that he lists? Exactly, the depth. So way down, that's why we stretch down. I'm sorry if that was hard for some. But way down, if you could go down to the bottom of the oceans. In some translations it says sort of shale, which is the place of the dead. So even if you went down there, he's saying God would still be with you. Where's the next place that's listed? A bit trickier, this one. On the wings of the dawn, and go where? Far side of the sea. Thank you. So if you could travel sort of as far as you could, either way, or that way or that way, that's why we stretched out wide. If you could go wherever on earth, even if you were in the jungle, God would still be with you, is what David is saying here in this psalm. And what does David think might hide him from God? Darkness. That's why we covered our eyes. But what does he say about darkness? He says, no, even darkness is like light for you, God. Now, that's really important. Children, do you like going to bed when it's dark? I wonder how many of you like going to bed when it's dark. I would imagine not many. I would imagine some feel a bit scared when you're in the dark. But one really important thing to remember is God is always with you. And for him, daytime, nighttime, light, dark, they're all the same. He can see you perfectly, and he is always with you. Do you see, David just goes on and on saying, God is with you, God is with you, God is with you, God is with you. Wherever you go, wherever you are, really important truth. Whether you're at school, whether you're at home, whether you're on holiday, wherever you are, there's nowhere you can go that God is not. God is always with you. Now, does that make you feel great? Or does that trouble you a bit? I wonder. Does that make you feel comforted? Or does that make you feel a bit, not sure about that? Another question is, should it make you feel comforted? Or should it make you feel troubled? Well, the answer on that actually is it depends. You see, I would think we all like the idea that God is with us when we need him. That when we're in trouble, God is with us. But how do you feel about the fact that God sees everything you do? Absolutely everything. And not just sees what you do, but knows what you think as well. How does that make you feel? Does that not make you feel a little bit troubled? After all, aren't there lots of things that really you'd be a bit embarrassed for God to see if he knew what you were thinking or knew what you did? And that's true for all of us. And that's because we all do things that we know are wrong. We all do things that are bad. We all do and think things that we know are wrong. And if we knew God could see every one of them, we'd be a bit embarrassed, wouldn't we? And the problem is, that's what the Bible calls sin. It's us rejecting God, us turning away from God. But what if God could take away all the embarrassing things that you've ever done? What if he could take them away? What if he could take away all the bad thoughts, all the guilty things that you've ever done? What if he could take them away and take them far away from you so that they weren't a part of you? And what if he made it so that you were his child, so that he loved you and you knew that he loved you? Then how would you feel about God being with you all the time? You'd feel great about it. And the thing is, that's exactly what God's done. You see, why did Luke go through all this? I mean, it's pretty horrible stuff. Why did he do that? Well, the point of that was, he went through it all for them. He did it for the rest of the campmates. And Jesus went to the cross for us, to take all of our badness, all our sin, all our wrongdoing for us, and so that we can be God's children. And therefore, if you're a Christian, this is great news. It is great that God is with you. He's with you all the time. So is it good news or is it troubling news? Well, actually, I would suggest if you're not a Christian, actually, maybe this should be troubling news. But if you're a Christian, this is great news that God is always with you. And what's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian? It's not that Christians are better than non-Christians. No, not at all. It's just that Christians have been forgiven. And actually, if you're not a Christian today, you can be forgiven too, if you'll accept Jesus and him dying in your place for you. Well, that's the first important truth. God is always with you. Second important truth is this. God decides everything about you. Now, for this, I've got a couple of little props here. I've got two things. Okay. I've got some knitting. And I've got a diary. God determines everything about you. Knitting and diary. First, we'll start with knitting. Did you know that God does knitting? Did you know God does knitting? It's in the verses, isn't it? Have a look. Verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. What does God knit there? God knits, well, he doesn't knit jumpers or scarves. He doesn't use this kind of wool. But God does knitting. God knits people together. So God knitted you together inside your mother. God knitted you together. Made you who you are. That's what God did. God does knitting. I don't know whether God's doing any knitting in this room at this moment. Maybe he is. I don't know. But God does knitting. He puts us together. He determined what you're like. Look at the person next to you. You can do it if you want. Look at the person next to you. God knitted them. God made them the way they are. And it says in the verse, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's true of everyone here. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Now this is really important that actually every child, every person was knitted together by God. No matter how young the child is in its mother's womb, it is precious and it is knitted together there by God. Now that has grown-ups, that has ethical implications as well, and maybe there are things there you want to pray about with someone after the service, but that's really important. So precious, isn't it? Every little child, every baby, every adult has been knitted together by God. God determined everything about you, what you would look like. But not just that, there's the knitting, there's also the diary as well. Oh, hang on. There's the diary as well. Because it says in the verses, not just that God knitted you together, but also, verse 16, says there, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That thing, it's like God's got a diary for every one of us. Or like there's one big diary for everyone. And God knows exactly what's going to happen in your life. He's got it all mapped out. All planned. He's decided it all. He's determined it all. Everything that will happen. This is one of my diaries. I want to know what I'm going to be doing in a few months' time. Let me see. Well, July the 29th. Oh. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got nothing in my diary. July the 30th, nothing. August. You see, I haven't got a clue. I don't actually know what's going to happen on those days. I might know roughly where I think I'm going to be, but I don't really know. You know what? Even in an hour's time, I don't know exactly where I'm going to be standing. If I am standing, I don't know exactly what I'll be doing. But God knows. And God knows exactly what's going to happen to you because he's determined it all. He knows exactly what will take place. A wise person once said, I don't know who first came up with this one, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And that is incredibly encouraging if you're a Christian. Because God knows what's going to happen in your life. He's determined it all. And it's good news, because not only do we know that God's determined everything, but God loves us. So you'd be all very well saying, well, I know God's determined everything in my life, but what if he didn't love us? But we know he does love us. There's a verse in the Bible, it says this. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? How do you know God loves you? How do you know that God loves you? Well, the thing you don't do is look around at your circumstances around you. That's one of the things in Romans 8 where that verse came from. Don't just look at the circumstances around you and say, oh, well, things aren't going very well at the moment. Clearly God doesn't love me. God does love you. And the Bible says the place to look is the cross. Look at the fact, again, the fact that Jesus took our place. He died for us. Therefore, we know God does love us. So when it comes to the fact that the future is all in God's hands, my life is all in God's hands, every one of my days is in God's hands, I know I can trust God. I don't know what's going to happen, but he does. And therefore, wherever you are at the moment, which school are you at? Are you at Christchurch or Grand Avenue or at Hollyfield or at Southborough or whichever school you're at? You know, you're there because God wanted you there. He's got a reason for you being there. What job are you in at the moment? Maybe you don't have a job at the moment. God's got a purpose there. It doesn't mean to say you've got to stay there forever, but it means he's got you there for a reason at the moment. In your family, where you live, all of those things. Even if you're in a job where you say, you know what, I don't really like this job, and I didn't really want to do this job in the first place. This isn't where I wanted to be. Well, life may not have gone the way you planned it to would. But it's certainly gone the way God planned it would. He's got you where he wants you. And what did he have for today in his book for you at this moment? That you'd be here. That you'd be with us. We'd be together, which is great. Doesn't necessarily mean life will be easy, but it does mean God's in control. Like that person said, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, and we know he loves us. So two important truths to wrap up. Yeah. Whatever. God is always with you. And God decides everything about you. If you're not a Christian today, I would love you to find out more about this. Do ask me questions afterwards. Come on Christianity Explored. Got a course starting up fairly soon on the 11th of February where you can come along and ask your questions. It's a free course. Come and have a chat with me afterwards if you'd like to come on that. If you are a Christian, these are incredibly comforting truths for each of us. Yes, they do raise questions. Of course they do. But actually, don't miss out on the fact these are very comforting words. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us always, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. And Father, thank you that you have determined everything about us, from our hair colour to our eye colour, to how tall we are, which school we're at, which job we're in, where we live, our family, everything about us. Thank you, it's all in your hands. Father, please be at work in each one of us that these truths would hit home. We wouldn't just think about them now, but that they would stay with us through the week. Amen.